The Power of Sound, a Monocle 24 collaboration with KEF.
My name is Jamie Cullen, and I have made an original brand new Christmas album called The Piano Man at Christmas. What I love about Christmas music is the ritual. It's the fact that it takes part in the ritual of all our Christmases. So I wanted my own music to conjure up that same feeling that digging out Sufjan Stevens' Christmas EPs brings to me. Digging out my copy of James Brown's Soulful Christmas, Ray Charles' Singer's collection of Christmas songs, the Nat King Cole Christmas album, Ella Fitzgerald's Sleigh Ride, Vince Guaraldi. Every time I kind of pull those out of my record shelf, I get a feeling. It's a feeling of nostalgia, it's a feeling of familiarity, it's a feeling of comfort. It's very similar to taking the decorations out of the attic. I wanted to make a record that felt like that. A song that I wrote for this album, The Piano Man at Christmas, that's called Beautiful Altogether, is very much directly related to a song like Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, which I think is one of the great Christmas tunes. It's very sad. Very sad, joyful Christmas tune. They're my favourite kinds of Christmas tunes. But one of the things that I thought about Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is that it opens with the money shot, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. The Christmas song, the famous one that Nat King Cole sings, written by Mel Torme, that again opens with a very, very specific... It opens in a very specific way. Chestnuts, like that kind of... It goes right in there. It goes straight for the jugular. Chestnuts, first of all, but it takes a huge leap in the melody in the very beginning of the song. And, you know, when I was writing my song Beautiful Altogether, my money shot for that song is we are beautiful when we're all together. And so I wanted my opening melody to start off with that similar kind of high jumping melody like it does in Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. So my song starts out, we are beautiful, like that. So I think having things like that in mind, those kind of signifiers within these great Christmas songs, these great classic Christmas songs, are the things I was kind of clinging to when I was thinking about writing them. And when it comes to keys, a lot of these songs are in the key of D flat or E flat, which are they're very much Frank Sinatra keys. They're the areas that he sings in, which for my voice as well, which has a similar kind of, if I can relate myself to Frank Sinatra for half a second and then all admit that that's a ridiculous thing to do, but we do actually have a similar range. And so I tend to write songs in the keys that Frank Sinatra used to sing in. And that's about the closest I'll ever get to him, I think.
We are beautiful when we're all together.
What I hit upon while I was writing these songs is that I feel as though, as a public, our ears are very ready to hear a sound that we might not welcome in quite so easily the rest of the year. So if you think about what, you know, Michael Bublé did with a collection of songs that we all knew. You know, he did all the songs that everyone knows very well and kind of, you know, delivered them in a way that we're all familiar with. And the reason why we're all familiar with is because it's that big band sound of the kind of classic, I guess it's a jazz pop era, it's the easy listening era, where the sound of that music was orchestras and big bands and great American songbook style writing, which is in the jazz composition where a lot of the chord movement of the 2-5-1 chord, the G minor to C dominant 7 to F major 7. This is the sound of the kind of great American songbook, you know, you change key, but it's basically a lot of 2-5-1s as we call in jazz. And I think the reason that works in Christmas music, first of all, the instrumentation, big bands en masse, It's a very warm human sound. Orchestras en masse. It's a warm human sound. It's the oral equivalent of a giant hug. You know, even when Scott Walker sings his terrifying orchestral songs like It's Raining Today with discordant string lines being played, it still feels warm. It's tension warm. It's mysterious warm, but it's still warm. So I think, first of all, you've got that sound within that era of easy listening. But also, if we think about the way those classic Great American Songbook songs were written, there's a lot of returning to home within the movement of the chords, within that style of writing. When you think about 2-5-1s, that chord movement I was talking about, every movement within those chords feels like you're on your way home. Pop music, as it is now, using less chords, I think there's the tension and release is done in a very different way, but in the style of a Great American Songbook classic, you've got a lot of this feeling like you're going towards home in the most beautiful way possible. You take the scenic route home. And I think that's a Christmas feeling, isn't it? Melancholy is an essential part of Christmas, as Charlie Brown's Christmas has taught us all since we were children. You know, Sufjan Stevens with his recent Christmas EPs, half of those Christmas records, and you know they have a lot of sad, they have a lot of that melancholy in them, and to me that it almost gives me makes me have a wry smile when I hear his song "That Was the Worst Christmas Ever." You know, call your grandma on the phone because she's living alone, because she's living alone. You know, that's a great line in that song, in the Sufjan Stevens songs. And the hymns are sad. The hymns are melancholy. In the bleak midwinter, O come, Emmanuel. The story of riding to Bethlehem on the donkey, there's a lot of melancholy in there. And I think it creates the full picture of Christmas if you include that within your Christmas music. And I think the Christmas stuff that sustains, it does actually have those elements within it, which to me, you know, really paint the full picture and makes the joyful all the more joyful. As a child, I used to subscribe to a magazine called Storyteller magazine, and they had a Christmas special every year, and I really remember listening to the Christmas stories. I really associate storytelling with Christmas, and actually that's really kind of something that I've taken with me into adulthood. It's a time where I always read Wendy Cope's Book of Poems. I always read David Sedaris' short stories about Christmas, which are sad, brilliant, hilarious, and joyful. I love to read ghost stories around this time as well. I like that. It just seems to be something I always kind of cling to. I always read Susan Cooper's The Dark is Rising, you know, every two or three Christmases again, which is the, you know, brilliant book set at Christmas time if you haven't read it, but it's just a classic work of British fantasy anyway. And I think there's also, you know, that opening string line of the Christmas song, the Nat King Cole version, da, 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 just that, just literally reminds me of sitting on the sofa in our freezing cold lounge as a child, but with the fire burning that was always going at that time of year, because it was just so, we lived in an old barn and our house was always freezing apart from that point. So we'd literally kind of, we'd all be there for the entirety of Christmas. You know, hearing that sound of Nat King Cole's Chestnuts is a very nostalgic feeling to me. You know, hearing Vince Guaraldi and some of that Charlie Brown Christmas music is, for me, it's as essential to the experience of a Christmassy feeling as seeing a Christmas tree in the corner of a room and seeing some lights up. And I think that's got a great deal to do with nostalgia in the time of my life where I heard it, which is where Christmas was at its most potent, you know, 6 or 7 years old. And a lot to do with the fact that music is the container for memories and feelings and a whole... It's a container for so many feelings that are hard to just put into words and just put into pictures. Music is the container of all these things that are hard to put in one other art form. and it's why it's so magical.